Welcome to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. October is National Pizza Month, and I, Sean Taylor, am on my fifth annual mission to eat a slice of pizza a day at 31 different locations with at least one witness. This podcast is an audio log of my quest for the 31 days of pizza. Today was day 8 of Pizza Month 2006, and I went to
Chroma.
I met up with
Rachel Soprati,
and I ordered
a full 10-inch pizza. I had a half margarita and half cheeseburger. So it's day 8, October 8th, and we are going to a pizza place called
Chroma,
and I am going with
Rachel Soprati,
and we're going to eat some good pizza. The place we're supposed to go on Friday. We're going to get two pizzas. One of them, the cheeseburger pizza.
Right. And the other one is the tandoori.
The other one is margarita.
Has anything to do with
it? Although we had a hard time choosing between the cheeseburger and the tandoori.
Right. Yeah, but we knew we were going to get a margarita because we like, that's the best way to judge a pizza. To get the regular
one. Sort of
the basic one. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
And that's it for now. At least.
All right. That's, excellent.
That'll fill us up at least.
It will. Right? I would say so. Yeah.
Thanks.
I'll be right back with you all, believe me.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
So we got a cheeseburger pizza and a margarita pizza, and as we can see, cheeseburger pizza looks like a lettuce bomb.
lettuce,
tomato, and onion, and cheese, and beef, all in the center, and pickles. Wow, it really does smell like cheeseburger too, but it is in the shape of a pizza, and it's on bread, and it looks like there's some tomato sauce underneath. The margarita pizza looks really good. It has puffed up a lot around the crust, pushing it all sort of into a puddle in the middle, but that's not
very
a bad
clearly
thing.
Fresh mozzarella, though.
Yep, fresh mozzarella.
We were told it was buffalo mozzarella, which is the best kind.
Yes. Well, we'll find out if it's the best. Okay, so Rachel and I just finished our pizza. I ended up having two slices. I ended up having a full 10-inch pizza. I had a half margarita and half cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And I guess there's some crust left on the margarita one because there ended up being less sauce on the margarita pizza. So I think that when it got towards the end of the crust, I ended up not eating it. But it was good crust.
I like the crust.
Yeah, it has like, we were talking about this, the chewy yet doughy.
It's chewy, it's like soft but also crunchy. It's really good.
Yeah, they found like the perfect blend of those two. The sauce itself was okay. I mean, sauce can't go
the sauce
too
was
wrong.
Good. It was
yeah.
Just, I think after last night,
after the pizza we had last night.
Great sauce.
Yeah.
And so I had high expectations.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the fresh mozzarella cheese was probably better though. Here than
really good.
Yesterday. The cheeseburger one that was upon recommendation of the waiter. It was just like eating a cheeseburger with a little bit of tomato sauce.
It was just awesome. It was
yeah.
So delicious.
And I mean, I was happy. It was a tasty cheeseburger because usually I end up putting ketchup all over my cheeseburgers.
Yeah, whereas but the tomato sauce is, it's like classier than ketchup.
Yeah. Yeah. But it didn't like completely cover up the taste like ketchup tends to do with
That's
cheeseburgers.
True.
And it also was very filling. Like, very stuffed after
toppings.
Eating, yeah, because it's not only a lettuce bomb, it's a burger bomb, because underneath all that lettuce,
tons of meat,
cheese,
tomatoes,
pickles,
onions,
and that's it, right? But
yeah, this is I think it's a nice place, and you're on Newbury Street in Boston, which is all swanky, so you feel swanky while you're eating your pizza.
Yeah, and
we get to
outside.
Sit outside.
Yeah. It's a nice day for it.
And people in Boston are huge on sitting outside. You can't do it very much of the year, but it's a big deal.
Well, we got a good day for it. I am going to peek inside just so I can look at the oven, because they said they have imported European ovens. So I just want to see what that entails.
You can try.
So I went downstairs to the Chroma, and I peeked my head into the kitchen. And first of all, the place is very clean, like sparkling clean. This place is very nice, and the music isn't very loud, and it's nice music, you know?
Oh, inside nice.
Yeah, inside is very, very nice. I mean, it's a lot like it is out here. It's just, you know, it's, like you said, I think you said swanky?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hip. Yes. And the bathroom's
trendy.
Totally clean. Yes, it's very trendy. There's a full-length mirror in the bathroom. Like, full-length,
wow.
Even if you're 7 feet.
Bathroom?
Yeah, 7 feet tall. I mean, it's...
Did you check yourself out?
The mirror reflection looked at me, but I didn't look at it, if that's possible. But the ovens just seemed like they might have been imported from Europe, but they look a lot like conventional ovens.
Well, I mean, I don't think they make them totally different over there.
They say that the sense of smell is the most closely connected to memories.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Have you found that to be true?
Sometimes. Because sometimes you'll just smell something and it'll make you, it'll take you back to like a very specific memory. That's
like
happened
what?
To me. Like whenever I smell patchouli, I think of a guy that I once knew years and years ago who wore it.
What is patchouli? Cologne?
No, it's like a...
Food?
It's more like a, it's like an incense kind of smell.
Oh.
But he wore this like patchouli scented cologne or something like that.
Huh.
But he was a really interesting guy. He was actually the first friend I ever had who was openly out of the closet. And I always think of him like, but it's just funny because I won't think of him for, I didn't know, I only knew him for a summer. But like if I'm passing by a store and I smell patchouli, I immediately think of Brian.
Do you know, you mentioned the words out of the closet. Do you know that 50 years ago, if you said someone's in the closet, it meant they were an alcoholic?
I didn't know that. That's really funny.
Yeah. And now, in the closet means gay.
Gay, but not telling anyone.
Yeah, not telling anyone. But I just think it's kind of interesting that, you know, that same phrase, like, you know, closet drinker.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. It's,
closet homosexual. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. I wonder what the 50 years from now it'll mean. It's good pizza in the end. I'm satisfied. And
delicious.
I guess it's on the upper end, but it's not that expensive. It's a pretty good deal, especially for what you get. You get filled up. If you want to, you know, go to one place and get completely filled up, then go to Chroma. Thank you, Rachel, for joining me for Pizza Day again.
Thank you for tuning in to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. Please stay subscribed and follow me in my quest for the 31 days of pizza.